for the first time in history, a pope is visiting Ukraine. Pope John Paul II flew to Kiev today to what can only be described as a cautious welcome. The streets of the Ukrainian capital were nearly empty, with police and security forces the only obvious sign that an important visitor had arrived. For more than 300 years, until the breakup of the Soviet Union, Ukraine was part of Russia. It is largely an Orthodox Christian nation, and the Pope is stepping into mined territory of a kind with this trip, both religious and political. NPR's Mike Schuster has more from Kiev.
For days, the bells of St. Alexander's Cathedral have been ringing their welcome for Pope John Paul II. But these days, Ukrainians are rarely united about anything, and the visit of the Pope of Rome, as he is commonly known here, is hardly an exception. The Vatican has called this a trip of peace and reconciliation. Some Orthodox Christians do not want the Pope here and call him the Antichrist. Monsignor Jan Pervinsky, the Bishop of St. Alexander's, says the visit could help to strengthen the spiritual climate of a nation where religion was repressed for most of this century and where the perception of Ukraine as an independent nation is shaky. For the whole country, Monsignor Pervinsky says, the Pope's visit will raise the image of Ukraine for the rest of the world. A lot of people think this is Russia, he adds, but in fact this year is the 10th anniversary of Ukraine's independence. Out of Ukraine's 50 million people, only about 6 million are Catholics. Most are what are known here as Greek or Eastern Rite Catholics. They trace their origins to the Byzantine Church. They share rites and rituals with the Orthodox, but consider themselves part of the Pope's Church. The Orthodox are the majority. They belong to a splintered church with three competing branches, divided fundamentally by allegiance to or independence from the Orthodox Church in Moscow. Those Orthodox who welcome the Pope to Ukraine hope his ecumenism and his historical role in bringing about the collapse of communism can help to loosen Moscow's grip on the Orthodox Church here. That's the view of Sergei Holovaty, an opposition figure in the parliament. Holovaty says millions of Ukrainians do hope the Pope's visit will benefit their nation.
So certainly it could, to some extent, make effect with regard to that part of the population which is still under the influence of Russian Orthodox Church. That's why they are organizing protests, prayings. They pray, they ask God to send some illness to the Pope, extraordinary from the religious point of view.
There have been regular demonstrations here against the Pope's arrival. Just 2 days ago, 3,000 Orthodox loyal to the Moscow Church marched past St. Alexander's carrying anti-Pope placards. God's representative on earth, what a blasphemy, says one man, as the woman shouts, they're giving a blessing to start a religious war. War was the very word that the head of the Russian Orthodox Church in Moscow, Patriarch Alexei II, used not long ago to describe the conflicts between his church and the Catholics of Ukraine. Indeed, since the collapse of the Soviet Union, there have been battles over church property, with the Catholics moving successfully to regain control of church buildings and other property taken from them during the Stalinist period and given to the Orthodox Church, which then enjoyed tacit Soviet sponsorship. The struggle over religion in the Ukraine, says Oleg Soskin of the Institute for the Transformation of Society, mirrors the tension here that has not subsided over whether Ukraine can really be independent of Russia. It's Russia, the leadership of the Russian government, that has taken a very firm stand against the visit of the Pope, Soskin says, as has the Russian Orthodox Church, he says, in a very crude and dirty way. So we consider his visit as support for us as an Orthodox country which has to decide about the establishment here of a European tradition and of a single Ukrainian Orthodox Church. The Pope will hold two outdoor masses in Kiev on Sunday and Monday, and he will meet with Ukraine's president and other senior government and church officials. Then he will travel to Lviv in western Ukraine, where most of the nation's Catholics live. He is also expected to visit Babi Yar, outside of Kiev, where more than 30,000 of Ukraine's Jews were massacred and buried during the Second World War. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Kiev.